The Secretary for Relations with States of the Secretariat of State of the Holy See, Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher, is recently returned from an official visit to Japan. During his trip, Archbishop Gallagher met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and celebrated Mass in the city of Hiroshima. In an exclusive interview with Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti on his return, the secretary explained the visit was to return the favor of the visit of Japan's foreign minister to the Vatican in 2016.
My visit to Tokyo was in response to an invitation from the government, which came following a visit of the foreign minister, Kishida, to the Vatican last year. After many years, we hadn't received such a high-level visit in the Vatican from the foreign ministry. So it was right to reciprocate it, to build up this cooperation which exists and which is flourishing, we could say. Going to Japan, you immediately go into an environment where the question of peace is not taken for granted. Their experience of the Second World War was so horrific, their responsibility in the Second World War was so grave, that the Japanese people are very committed to peace, peace building, guaranteeing peace. And of course, they have had the terrible experience of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I found that very moving, going to Hiroshima and seeing the museum and seeing the places and imagining seeing the photographs as well of the destruction that was there. And so there you've got a place which is for many decades always working to secure peace, never wishing to repeat the mistakes of the past and wishing to live in peace and security. And that's something which perhaps in the West we sometimes take for granted, and perhaps we shouldn't. And perhaps we too need to be working more and more for peace and making peace and security amongst our priorities rather than necessarily economic development and things like this. These things need to go together, but we have to also establish our priorities. And in Japan, you get that sense that here is a people that really is concerned about at the moment. They have complicated relations, but important relations with China. They're concerned about the situation in the South and East China Seas. They are concerned about the situation on the Korean Peninsula and what that represents for them, and particularly the nuclear dimension. And so you go there and you see that there is a people working for peace, and I think that we too need to come on board in that sense.
You mentioned your visit at the Memorial of Hiroshima, a very symbolic one. Unfortunately, the nuclear disarmament seems to be an utopia. What the Holy See can do on this front to convince the international community, especially the nuclear powers?
Well, the Holy Father wants us to keep working, to keep studying, to keep debating these issues. We do so from a principled point of view. We obviously follow the social teaching of the Church in this regard, and we are always trying to, at the same time, work with a sense of realism. That's also one of the things that comes through my conversations in Japan with the authorities and with the Prime Minister Abe in particular, that they, yes, obviously for very personal reasons, working for a nuclear-free world, but they do feel that the nuclear powers have to be part of that debate. And I think that this is a valid point. Obviously, there's a danger of the non-nuclear states getting together and expressing their concern and their indignation about many things. But unless we get the nuclear powers on board, really nothing is going to change substantially. So we also work in the international fora, in the international organizations, particularly those concerned with the nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament, to work in this sense, to develop, as the Holy Father has said, this ethic of fraternity in which such arms become superfluous. And I think we also have to say at this time, it's important to assert that maybe security is not necessarily guaranteed the more arms, the more heavily armed you are, perhaps it is guaranteed more by committing ourselves to processes of disarmament, processes of peace building and confidence building measures between nations at this time.
In your intervention at the Sophia University in Tokyo, you spoke. You also spoke about the fundamental rights of poor and refugees. How do you judge the barriers arising in many parts of the world to face the migration phenomenon?
Well, obviously, we have unprecedented migration flows at this particular time. We have 65 million people in the world, so we very much insist that this is a global problem which needs to be taken on board by the international community. And we need to do that also in a spirit of justice and equality. If we don't meet some of the ambitions, the modest ambitions of ordinary people from the Middle East and from sub-Saharan Africa, then really we are only going to be able to shut them out by building barriers. Whereas if we have to see that we have to work with them, we have to cooperate with them and have to try and assist them in creating the conditions. Obviously, one has to bring conflicts to an end in the Middle East. We have to work on the development of many countries in sub-Saharan Africa. It's only in that way that we can really be optimistic, because although barriers and borders and that can be reinforced, ultimately we have to work on the roots, the origins of these problems. And we have to recognize, of course, that migration is a right of people, just as it is a duty of governments to regularize migration to their countries. But we also have to remember the rights of refugees. We have to remember that the international community substantially has accepted the 1951 Convention, and therefore, while our response needs to be generous, it needs to be also in a sound legal framework, and we have to assume our responsibilities in that sense.
Last question, Archbishop Gallagher. From the relations between U.S. and Cuba to peace in Colombia and Syria, the role of the OLC in the international affairs is very active during this pontificate. What the Vatican diplomacy, in your opinion, represents for Pope Francis?
I think the Holy Father wishes in his, what he refers to as his creative diplomacy, he wishes this to be an expression of the Church's general service and mission to humanity. Where there are countries in conflict, where there are wars and difficulties between nations, because we believe that also the presence of the Holy See is there to encourage and to give hope, often in quite difficult and strained situations.
You were listening to a conversation between Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti and the Secretary for Relations with States of the Secretariat of State of the Holy See, Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher. Archbishop Gallagher has recently returned from Japan and was discussing his visit.